Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives.
Humans, welcome to another episode on Waking Up with Melissa, where we have a beautiful guest by the name of Haley Hoffman Smith. She is an EFT tapping manifesting fanatic, and I am super excited to have her on today. And I just want to first start this podcast by just sharing a little bit on how I started following her journey, my inspiration for pulling her into Waking Up with Melissa, because you know there is always a reason why every single person that comes on this podcast, for me, it's always a soul contract. There's always something not only for our deepening of the relationship, but also for our audience. And thank you for being here, Haley. I've been following some of your content now for a while. And one of the things that I really want to highlight is how authentic, honest, real, sweet. Get ready, Haley, because I'm going to just like shower you with a lot of.
I'm already blushing.
Real, honest, and just in the moment and present you feel. And I think honestly, that is a big pain point for a lot of mystical spiritual beings that feel like they have something to share, but they don't know how to package it. So I'm going to just pause right here. Haley, jump right in. Tell me a little bit about how you got started on your journey, a little bit about the EFT tapping, and we'll just allow the conversation to continuously expand through us.
I love it. Thank you for the sweet words. What's really funny about that is one of my best friends, we met through TikTok, so she'd only like seen my content like on there first, and she told me after we'd like hung out a few times, she was like, it's so crazy, you're literally the same person in person as you are online. And I was like, wait, are other people not like that? I was so confused. And she was like, yeah, other people are like that. So I don't know, for me it was like, what do you mean, you just show up, you share who you are? But I also understand the hesitations or whatever. We'll get into all of that, but I'll say that I wanted to be a talk show host is my big life dream ever since I was really young. I wanted to do like acting, singing, performing, and life pulled me away from that in a lot of ways. And when I was first like graduating from college, I took a job at a startup and I really liked that because I've always been really entrepreneurial. I love business, but I was just yearning to like perform or like, you know, get out there and like share my voice more. And so I actually started a motivational speaking tour based off a book that I'd written called Her Big Idea, which is about like female entrepreneurship. It was rooted in the research from my thesis, which I did in college. So it was very like academic. It wasn't very much like, you know, the stuff I super wanted to talk about, which was more along the lines of like spirituality and just like being a human and this earth school journey. But it was enough to like, you know, get me out there and back on stage, so to speak. And loved it so much that I ended up quitting the job at the startup. And then ended up in like a total rut of like stuckness after I quit. I thought that like my whole career would take off after I quit because I'd have all this time to like focus on myself and what I wanted to do. And instead I was like a self-sabotaging mess. I was procrastinating constantly. And it was during that time that I was led to EFT tapping. And I did a session with a practitioner, and I know that it would work because I had done it for various things beforehand. I did it to completely clear the fear of flying. I used to be really scared of planes, and I used to have really crippling anxiety, especially like test anxiety in school, some like symptoms of depression. And so I'd used EFT successfully for those. But this time I was going with the sole purpose of like clearing the procrastination energy and like getting things moving in my life, like getting unstuck. And after just one session of EFT, which stands for Emotional Freedom Technique, it's based in Chinese medicine and lightly tapping on the meridian points of your body to release and start a flow of energy so things can get moving. After one session, I'm selling snake oil, but I was completely healed of the procrastination because we figured out what was at the root cause of the procrastination. And it was this like deep fear of moving forward and like what my old bosses would think of me and if I could do it. And it was keeping me so stuck. So anyways, all this to say, I started to firsthand see the power of how much it can up-level your life to like heal and release so much and like step back into alignment with who you're supposed to be in this lifetime. And I started to post on TikTok, mainly actually because of the pandemic, because I couldn't do speaking anymore. Like all my speaking got canceled and I was missing like being able to talk and share information and connect with people. So I started posting on TikTok and I like really followed my heart with that. Like at first it was entrepreneurship content, but then I just started to answer the call of posting about manifesting, spirituality, EFT, healing, like all the things that I was learning firsthand. And it's just started to blossom and bloom. And I have had so much fun with it. And now I was like, I did not even really my plan for my life, but it's like completely come into where it is now. So I will say, not to jump into a full monologue, sorry, I know this is a conversation, but I have a lot to say.
Okay.
Just questions you asked. But I think like to loop it back to the beginning when I was talking about how like I am the same person in person as I am online. EFT has helped me so tremendously with that because honestly, to get to a place where I can show up online at all, and then of course like authentically as well, I've had to release and heal so many blocks to like my confidence and full self-acceptance that I think like previously, like if I look at some of my old content, I know that I was always honest and doing my best to be authentic, but it was almost like there was a weird cloudy energy around me, like a heaviness, like a don't look at me type of like armor energy. And I've really worked to release that, honestly, for my own like peace and happiness. But there's obviously been success that's come with that too.
Yes. I love how the conversation is just like blossoming even through talking. I was actually just on a podcast before this. I was sharing this with you. And I think the person asked me three questions. And I just like kept going and just being in the flow. And this is what this is about, because we want to hear your story. You know, one of the things that you said that it's really making me think about is the no plan plan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of when I was hearing you speak and I was witnessing you. It's that. I think so often we get stuck because we want the plan, the strategy, the what am I going to do after college? But we just land where we're supposed to land all of the time. And I can see why we're connected and attracted to each other, because I was a TV producer for 13 years.
Oh my
and
gosh.
I worked at a TV talk show for about 4 years.
Wow.
That is literally my world. I used to sleep in the studios to be booked the next day. It's really crazy, but I think most importantly, you're a creative being at using technology to continue to create, to sing, to share is really the goal. So my question is, what was the moment where you felt like, okay, I'm going to go all in? Was there a moment where you were like, okay, I think I'm going to take this thing seriously? Because I think oftentimes people are always waiting for that. They're like, when do I know? And I'm like, I don't know. I just went for it. I don't have an answer for that. So how would you answer that?
So I distinctly remember moving to New York City, and I moved here February of 2020. And obviously COVID started March of 2020. So the timing was funky and couldn't foresee that, speaking of the no plan plan. But when I moved out here, I was making all my money from copywriting. That's like the main thing I was doing after I quit my startup. And EFT had helped a lot with that and like building up that business. But I liked it, but I didn't love it. And I remember I would like set aside the mornings to get done all my copywriting work because I was so excited to film in the afternoons. And it was like the happiest time of the day to get in front of like my ring light. And I was like bubbling over. Like I had so much to share and say and so many different content ideas. And I remember having a conversation with one of my best friends and I was like, oh my gosh, I just wish I could do this like all day. Like I wish I could spend the entire day just like filming TikToks. And she was like, well, why don't you just like plan a day around that? Like just, you know, start doing that. And I started to get serious about like, okay, I want to be a full-time Haley Hoffman Smith, like not a full-time like copywriter, a half-time copywriter and half-time Haley Hoffman Smith. Like I want to be a full-time myself. So I started to direct like a lot of my EFT tapping work around that, like healing money beliefs, like believing that I could like create a business super in alignment with the things I like to talk about and help people with. So like EFT and manifesting and not just like copywriting, I think in itself at this time in my life was a little bit metaphorical because I was literally pretending to be other people.
in order to like make money, right? Like I had to take on their voice. And like I like to act, so maybe I was good at that anyways. But I had to make this shift where I was like, I'm gonna be a full-time me and follow my joy here. And it was not like an overnight process where I like woke up the next day and I was like, I'm full-time with this, but it was like an internal decision that there's no way it was impossible for me. And I was going to really focus on that and like the healing and manifesting work that I was doing and continue to show up with the authentic joy for filming, because I just loved it so much. And I was like, I'm just gonna write, you know, if I make 60 TikToks in a day, amazing, because I'm spending the entire day in so much flow. And along with that too, like practice makes perfect. So I just became better and better and better on camera. Like I look back at my old videos and I'm like, oh wow, I don't think I was ever bad necessarily, but I'm like, okay, I've come a long way in terms of like being on camera. But I saw it as like this fun playtime, like I was practicing, but it was just like fun and play and just like flow. Like those were the words that I was living by, and that really did lead me to the next stage energetically, because it's such like a high vibrational place to be in when you're in those energies.
Yeah, and it's so beautiful that we're circling back to this moment, because we started the podcast with showering you with so much love on your authenticity and your ability to just not play the role. To me, that's how I see it, because I see everything very energetically and from just like a spiritual lens. It's either you're being the true self, the whole self, just as much as you can, or we're playing a role.
Wow. And yeah.
It really sounds like you just stopped playing a role. You were like, I'm going to be myself full time. And I just want to highlight this for our listeners and anybody who's tuning in right now. Notice her excitement. It's the excitement around, I want to film. I can't wait to get in front of my ring light. Like that's the sauce. Like that is the thing that's missing. A lot of people come to me, they're like, what do I do with my manifestation coaching business? What do I do with my tarot business? It's like, you just got to fucking love what the hell you do. And you just keep doing it. You got to keep doing it. Stop doing it for the money. Stop thinking it's because of anything else. You got to do it for the love, the joy of it. Let's take a little step back. And let's go into EFT tapping.
Okay.
Let's try to break that down for anybody who like is like, what the hell? How is this going to help me? And the part two of that question is going to be, what were we healing as well? I know that you mentioned a little bit of the flight stuff, but I do believe that when we're called to soul entrepreneurship, there is somewhat of this healing component to it. Yeah.
Okay. So EFT tapping, we'll give a little overview. Basically, the way that we do it and the way that I do it specifically, because I call it like subconscious breakthrough EFT coaching, is that we're asking some juicy, juicy questions around where you're feeling stuck or what it is that you want that feels like far away or feels impossible. So a question could be, what bad thing happens if this comes into your life easily and naturally? So say that like you want to start creating content, but you are always experiencing like writer's block or creator's block. So, all right, well, what bad thing happens if you start creating from this place of like, it's so juicy, you just can't stop creating. It's like overflowing, it's seeping out of your pores. It's all you think about. Like, what bad thing happens then? And the answer is going to be different for everyone. But usually I've found that if there's like a creator's block, it's because there's some fear of like, well, then I'm going to start posting and then people are going to see it. And this is going to happen. And then I'm going to have to worry about stalkers or haters on the internet or, you know, mean comments or whatever, fill in the blank. Or it could be like, well, then I'll have all these ideas and nothing to do with it or no one will listen. Okay. So there's always like a deeper element that comes to the surface when we ask these identifying questions. So we would take whatever comes up from that and then ask ourselves, okay, is this from a memory? Like, did something happen? Sorry, I'm in New York City, so if you hear sirens in the background, but maybe it's a metaphor for we're coming to the rescue on the there with the EFT tapping. But okay, so we'd ask, like, is there a memory related to this? Like, was there a past time that you felt like you were judged? Was there a past time you felt like you weren't worthy enough to create, or you created something and no one cared? And then what you'll do is you'd close your eyes, go to the memory, go to the feeling. Rate it on a scale of 1 to 10. How intense can you feel it? You can ask other like juicy questions to understand how your subconscious is processing the information. And then you start tapping. So the tapping points that I use in faster EFT are the front of your eyebrow, then the side of your eye, underneath the eye, and then down on the collarbone. And then you squeeze across your wrist and just take a big deep breath in. And then you blow it all out. And then there's other steps to it too, to make it like super effective and help you release things faster. So
We use what's called a pattern interrupt, where in between the rounds of tapping, we're getting our minds completely off of what we were tapping on, because this thins out the neural pathway and starts to dissolve it, making it less relevant. So I have a program called Slingshot Sessions. I have like almost 30 of them now. They cover everything. So we have one for like productivity. We have one called It's Allowed to Be Easy. We have one called Money Blocks, one called Entrepreneurship, like literally everything and growing all the time. And what I'll have everyone do in between rounds of tapping is something like speed draw an elephant or everybody spell a word backwards in the chat or get up and do a dance party or drop your favorite like candle scent in the chat. And it just like forces your mind off of it so that when you go back and check it, go back and check to see how strong the emotion still is, how strong the memory still is, how true you still believe the statement is. You're able to like really, really reflect and be like, okay, I'm coming back to it now. Has this gone down? How much do I now feel it on a scale of 1 to 10? And it's such satisfying work because it goes down like every time. Like maybe it might go up a little bit after the first one when you start to jostle things up, but it goes down and down and down. And then the more it goes down, the more new thoughts come to mind, like whether you're stating affirmations or not. So maybe as you start to release a fear related to a memory with consecration, you could have a thought like, well, maybe if I just allow it to be playful, that will be the right energy to attract things, because this other time I was playful and that attracted, you know, that client. And you'll start to like see hope because you're releasing everything that's false, like everything, like all the muck of limiting beliefs and past wounds and just like the funky way of looking at the world and coming back to truth. And the truth is that you can do whatever you want to do. You're completely worthy. Easier said than done, but coming back to the feeling of it, tapping is like the most powerful thing that you can do. Yeah. So yeah, that's a lot, but
no, it is. And I just want to share that, you know, the more we continue to do this work, the more I realize that everything is a tool. Everything is a tool. It's like, I hear EFT tapping, breath work. I'm a yoga practitioner. So I do see things from yoga is the science of the mind. And so the goal of yoga is to get into the observational witness energy so that you can see things from a higher perspective and you can realize that you're not the entanglement of the thought. And that in itself is so powerful. Yeah, a lot of people think in the West that yoga is about the asana practice, which is the thing that people show online, which is the physical moves. But the physical moves for us is the pattern disruptor. So yoga and the moves, they're the same all of the time because that's what you're doing. You're breathing, you're moving, you're holding, you're creating, you're squeezing, and it's tricking the mind. I kind of think of it like we're like dogs. You know, when you see dog trainers and you actually see them walk a dog and the dog does something that the trainer doesn't want it to do, it like kind of zaps it. It's like, that's what happened. They're like, they're trying to correct their mind. And it's like, that's what we have to do with ourselves. It's like, we have to tap. We have to yoga. We have to meditate. Like, all of these things are tools for us to really realize what is going on with us.
Yes. And like breaking the autopilot, right? Because like the subconscious mind is always operating out of a program. And so this like this healing and up-leveling work, however you want to call it, like it requires that the program has to stop, which is obviously like on a subconscious level, that's like on a conscious level, you can be like, I have decided today that the pattern is going to stop. But then all of a sudden you're scrolling again or you're doing that thing you said you weren't going to do. Right. But since the subconscious is like so felt in the body, it completely makes sense that a tool is yoga. Tapping is like actual physical interruption. So same thing. And I love how you call it a tool, because it's really just like padding up your toolbox. So when you're going through a hard time, when you're ready for the next level, when you're trying to like figure out what's going on a deeper level, it's like, okay, which tool in my toolbox do you think is going to serve me the most right now? Let me just like intuitively feel into that, or let me try them all. They're all going to help.
Yeah. This is going to be, it may be polarizing. I don't know, but whatever. I talk shit on my podcast all the time. I believe that these are all tools that are going to help us continue to figure out what our internal world is communicating to us. However, they're not processing healing tools. They're tools for us to observe. But the tool that we need to actually heal oftentimes is to look at the thing and spend time with it. And the reason why I say this, this is really a specific reason. Everything works, by the way. I'm not saying that it doesn't work. I'm saying everything works. But you know what works the best is you looking at the thing and sitting with it. Acceptance, forgiveness, We're talking about love. You know how many people I know, they meditate every single day. They're like, Melissa, it's not working. And I tell them, keep going. Because now they're attached. Now they're doing the EFT tapping because they're attached. They think that the EFT tapping just alone is going to completely change their life. And it will. And it does. But there's so much work after that too, right? It's like, we have to continue to do the work on a consistent basis. Because oftentimes I think people get addicted.
Mm-hmm.
They get addicted to just continuously working on themselves. And it's like, yes, and have we accepted the parts? Have we accepted ourselves on a soul level?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think too, like the way that I do EFT tapping, it's so much more than just the tapping itself as a like mechanism of release. It is, as you said, like when we're asking these hard questions for subconscious breakthroughs, that is like looking at shadows that we're not usually looking at, like admitting hard things to ourselves, and then coming to a place gradually where, like, as we're releasing the emotions of like shame or resistance or hurt or blame, like coming back to a more empowering perspective on it, so that it's not just about like, ooh, this emotion's uncomfortable, I want to like numb out the emotion or release it. It's okay, I'm now going to like integrate this in a way that I now know like that was a part of my story, but I'm now choosing a new story, or I'm choosing a new way to look at this, or I'm choosing what I'd rather believe so that I feel like more whole moving forward.
Yes. And that's the work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so beautiful, right? It's the pairing of the two. You know, I see everything in energy. So when I hear you speak, I'm like, oh, this is just like, you know, when things are stuck, it's because energy is stuck in our body. And so it makes so much physiological sense that we start to, when we do yoga, we're also working with the meridian lines, especially in yin yoga. Man, it's so crazy. Chinese medicine is the shit.
Oh my gosh, it is my favorite. It's so amazing. Yeah.
Between Reiki, yin yoga, all of these beautiful practices, like they really truly understand the mechanics of the body and how we release. But I love that you follow it up with that, because to me, I see things as aspects of energy. And when we can sit with those aspects that may be in trauma, where we can sit with those aspects of ourselves that have been the managers, you know, and having to manage all of the stress and all of this energy, and we ask it, what is it that you need?
Yeah.
How long have you been here? What are you really trying to communicate? I think those are the biggest breakthroughs. And so that combination of really getting into the subconscious mind through EFT tapping is absolutely amazing. I love this. Thank you for sharing. So
yes, of course. That reminded me of something that I have done before. I'm not like a practitioner of it, but I've done it in like some types of EFT and hypnotherapy with other practitioners, but it's parts work where, yeah, to your point, like allowing the part of yourself that you could call it the shadow, I don't know, whatever part of yourself is hurting or frustrated or angry or doesn't want to let go of whatever it is that you want to let go of, like letting it have a seat at the table and speak and say what it needs to say and be like, okay, I hear you. Like the same way you went to a small child who's like, no, I'm too scared. I don't want to do this. Like, it scares me to do this. Like, you don't want to be like, shut up. You can't be like, oh, let me hear you. Like, what is it that you're trying to express and communicate? Okay, I like accept that. I see that. I validate that. And now what is something that I can say that's also like in the light of truth and love that can make you feel better? And that doesn't mean we need to rush out of this fear, but at least start to like soothe things a little bit.
Yes, I love that. Yeah, my teacher is certified in parts work. It's crazy because the waiting line is like 2 years now because—
Wow.
Yeah, the work has gotten very popular because it makes sense because they're fusing the spiritual and the science.
Yes. So, yeah.
I love that you brought that to the table. It's so beautiful. Let's figure out and let's move through this journey of how would somebody first start to create content or start to share a little bit of their dharma and their mission? Like, what are some things that you feel could be people's first steps, being that you courageously started posting and putting yourself out there? Is there anything that comes to mind that you think would be helpful for people?
Yeah, I'll say that every single time I've come up with like my best type of content, like whether it was a new series idea, whether it was like a viral video or just a video that impacted people, doesn't have to reflect the numbers. Usually though, I will say when I've been most in flow, the videos perform the best, but alas, because it's all energy, makes sense, right? I have shown up in this energy of I just want to play. So I do these videos that are like angel guide skits where like the human is like the beginner and they're learning like how to interpret a sign from the universe. Okay. And then the angel guide is like frustrated with the human because there's misunderstandings. So they're very like lighthearted. And when that idea first came to me, it was in the summer of 2021. And I stood in front of my ring light and I was like, oh my gosh, I've never done content like this before. Cause I've always done like such serious content. Like, this is how you heal your childhood trauma. Okay. So this is so different. And I just heard this voice in my head that was like, just play, just play. And I was like, all right, I'm going to just play. And I like, there's part of my brain that was like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever done. And the other part of me was like, oh, this is cute and funny. And like, I just had a lot of fun creating this. And I posted it and it like went viral that night. Like, and people just like love the videos. I always talk about like Fred the Angel Guide. I actually have a new skit idea I'm going to film probably today or tomorrow. So it's like coming back around. So my first one is just like, if you were just going to play, what would that look like? And it's a practice to be able to fuse the energies of play and showing up in front of tons of people that could potentially be millions of people, depending on how well your content does, right? So sometimes the play part needs to be just for you. Like, try first creating content that is fun and playful and like gets your inner child going, but it like combines like your amazing like intellect as an adult, of course. And just be like, if I was going to create just for myself, like my own little diary of things that have been helpful to me or like cute ways to perceive things, like what would that look like? And you don't have, you know, don't post it immediately. Like, give yourself a second to be in that energy of like, I'm doing this for myself. Because I also think energetically, when you create something as an end within itself, instead of as a means to an end, i.e. a means to getting more followers, customers, clients, views, whatever it is, like, the energy is so complete and whole that it's much more magnetic. And it's just a little bit of a practice. So even if you can just like, when you first start posting or you're posting this play energy, like noticing, wow, what felt really good to me about creating that content? Or, okay, and then I have a piece of content that I wasn't my best. Okay, what was I thinking? What was I feeling as I was creating? Like, why do I think that would be? Like, let it be this another version of play, like, a play/trial and error for yourself to see energetically where the content feels really good to you. Because at the end of the day, like, it should be about the fun for you to be like sharing it and creating it. And then of course the value for others. I think implicitly, if you're having fun with what you're creating, people are going to feel the value of it. Because I think sometimes we get caught up in value, like, I must change someone's life in one video and give them the tools to like, but we think about it and like, there's been times I've been scrolling TikTok and I've seen like the funniest video ever. Didn't teach me a darn thing, but like was a dog jumping really high or something. And I have been like I laughed for hours and hours. And like, that was value, right? So let it be about like the energy within itself. I know that that's like a somewhat ambiguous concept, especially when you're like trying to figure out what to create. So you can even just do this for brainstorming. So what you could do is like, okay, I'm trying to come up with content ideas. I'm feeling stuck. I want you to first fill a page with content ideas that are the stupidest ideas you can possibly come up with. Like, anytime you need to get into creativity, you have to release the need to be perfect or good or whatever it is. So instead be like, what are the funniest, stupidest content pieces I could put out there? And it just loosens things up. It like tells your brain like, oh, don't worry, we're not in like performance mode or perfection mode yet. You can do the same thing for like titles of things. Like whenever I've been stuck in like, what do I call a new program? Or what do I call this podcast episode? I'll be like, what are the stupidest things I could call it? And it just gets things going. And so like, let it be more fun and playful, every single aspect of it, and do a lot of like the internal work around it first. But I'll also say that there's something to be said for when you show up to film, you've created this space to film. So you're like, I know I'm going to film tonight. Or maybe you're like, I'm going to film every single day. 7 p.m. I stand in front of my ring light and it's time to film, and just seeing what comes to you. Because the other type of content that I've created that has done the best and has like wowed me time after time is when I go to stand in front of the ring light and I just hear something in my head and I have no idea what it is trying to say, but I'll hear the first line of something. Like recently there was a video I did that started out with, the reason that it hurts so much is because it's not true. And I was getting it from my ring light to film something else when I heard that. And I was like, oh, okay. So I like pressed film. And then I'm just like, what is coming? But it's like, has to be that playful aspect of like, what is it that is trying to be said through me? And kind of like listening and letting it channel through. And the more that you can meditate, like spend time in flow, spend time with source, the more you'll open that connection so that it's easier for these things to flow through you. And it's not going to happen every day. You know, even though I've done that a few times where I've like been able to easily and naturally channel, there's been other days I'm like, what am I even seeing? Right. So you have to show up to see if the magic is there that day. Right. Like, you have to just show up. You can't wait until you're inspired to show up. It has to be something where you're showing up every day. And when I first started posting on TikTok, my goal and something that I held myself to, no, like come hell or high water, was posting 3 videos a day every single day. And 3 at first sounded like so many, like how is it going to come up with that many ideas? But creativity goes deep. It doesn't go wide, is a quote that I love. And so the more that you're creative and coming up with those ideas, the more ideas you're going to come up with. And also being held accountable to yourself to show up 3 times a day and film 3 videos, it creates that space of like, okay, I'm showing up now. Maybe I don't know for sure what I'm going to say, or maybe I do, but because I'm standing here, this could be the moment that I'm like more tapped in than usual, or maybe something I've been thinking about since yesterday has just marinated enough that there's a piece of content that I could make based on it. So, okay, I said a lot. I don't know. I think I'll wrap it up there.
No, as you know, I was just thinking, I'm like, this is the best piece of advice for creating content that I've heard. Thank you so much for just, no, because it's intuitive. I think so often our logical mind wants, well, sit in front of your laptop and write the 5 ideas in your Google Calendar and then do this stuff. And then just, I love how intuitive and how much permission you're giving people to just say, yeah, get in front of your ring light. And I know exactly what you're talking about, because I've had, you know, I do have my list sometimes planned. I'm like, I know I'm going to talk about this, this, and that. And then I'm like, wait, what? Okay, let's talk about this childhood wound. This is what wants to be birthed and spoken through me. But 2 things that I keep hearing that you say, which I love that you keep mentioning, the playful energy, is the curiosity.
Mm.
And I think so many people get lost in that because they want a definite answer that their business is going to work. They want for sure a result, which leads to the attachment, which is something I'm super passionate about, especially as a yoga practitioner. We always talk about, you know, the practice of non-attachment, which people really don't know what this means. They think it's not having possessions. It's not that. It's not the physical possessions. It's what you're talking about. It's about doing things without being attached to the result. It's really this energy that's asking us, can you be totally in your curiosity and in your playful energy and just show up because this is a really fun idea or a cool idea? Like, and it's for you. And if something else happens because of it, great. But if not, wasn't that fun?
I love that. Yes. Yes.
So beautiful. I have some more questions for you.
Okay, wait, there's one more thing I wanted to say that you were starting to get at. Something else I've noticed too is that whenever I try to plan out the content I'm going to do, I might be planning it from a place of a ton of inspiration. Like in the mornings, I wake up pretty early now, like a 5 a.m. club member, and I will sit, I'll meditate, I'll read, and usually I'll have all these ideas that just like flow to my brain and I'm jotting them all down. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so perfect. I'm going to like film the TikToks later. And then like a later moment comes, or like I'm like, I have all these ideas. So I'm like, perfect. I know what I'm going to film the whole week. And it's like the energy of the idea isn't as potent anymore. It's almost like you have to act on it
right in the air
when it comes. Yeah. Or like day of, to keep its like buoyancy energetically. And that's also why, and everyone can do their own thing, but that's why I personally never content batch, because I think it loses its energy. Whenever I film a ton of videos, it's always like, you know, the ones I post that day I'm the most excited about, and the other ones I'm like, I watch the back later and I'm like, meh, that was okay. Like, energetically, that's not doing it for me. So it's also like trusting your creativity enough that when an idea starts coming to you, do not put a pin in it. Do not put it in your notes app. Do not say you're going to film it later this week. Like, figure out a way to freaking film it right now or ASAP.
Yeah.
Even though it's not convenient. I one of my favorite books ever that anybody who's listening to this who is into creativity at all needs to read this book. It's called Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert. And it teaches me like every time we read it, but it talks about how ideas are entities within themselves. Like they have their own life. And if you don't act upon an idea, it's going to hop to someone else. And I think that's completely true. Like, even if you never see someone else create the video that you were going to create, you'll know it's left, because even though the idea is like, it still has its imprint in your mind because you knew what it was, like it feels like, you know, the life of the party left the party and you don't have the same energy to like pursue it. And then of course you're feeling blah as you're showing up to create the content because you're just like, what was the fun in this? What was I trying to say? I'm losing the spark.
If you hear this, humans, full permission to create intuitively. Don't plan out your stuff and don't let that be the thing that stops you. Today, I run this business with a lot of clients and people always ask me, they're like, give me your content plan. I'm like, the content plan is I post the things that I want.
Right.
That, you know, I spend a lot of time in the way it looks because that is the creative part of me. And I want to get to the multi-dimensional part of just being a human. And because I know that you're an artist and you love to do a lot of things, which I think trip people up, but give yourself full permission. And, you know, to add on to what you said, I once heard that when it comes to ideas, that even the invention of the light bulb, when it was invented at the time, three other people said that they had the same idea. And it makes so much sense because without even knowing that it was being invented, because, you know, we are all consciousness into the 3D density of Earth. And so it makes sense that if you're in the receptive mode, as Abraham Hicks would say, then you're getting the idea. But if you do nothing with it, this energy and the spirit of the energy wants to be expressed and will find another vessel, another channel to play with. So
It doesn't want to wait. It's like, hello.
It doesn't want to wait because here's one thing that really blew my mind one time when I really started thinking about it. The universe is not done. And I think at one point I used to think that there was this big bang boom theory that the universe came to be and that, you know, it was here and that we're living on this rock and the universe is done. But the universe isn't done. The universe is continuously expanding through us. So our co-creative relationship is really important. People think that, oh, I'm here on Earth and universe is perfect. That's, yes, universe is perfect, but it's expressing itself through you. So it's important. Your role actually to humanity is really important. We're not just waiting to just pass away and get to this other place. It's like universe is like, yes, humans, like continue to create, continue to move the evolution and humanity forward, continue to have these ideas of changing content creation and being a soul entrepreneur or whatever the hell that means. And so our role here on planet Earth is what I'm saying is important. It's not just about playing on TikTok and, you know, yes, the energy of playing, but also this is impacting a lot of beautiful people.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's awesome.
I love that. Like, that's just the best encouragement too.
Yes. It's like, how beautiful is that? That the work that we're doing isn't a job or work. It's just the work that we're here to do. And so here's my question for you. And we'll kind of just start to wind down is, what kind of advice would you give somebody who is into all of the things, which is my audience? They're like, yeah, this is nice, but I'm a sound healer. I'm also a singer. I'm a Reiki practitioner and a manifestation coach and a business coach. And by the way, I also sell candles, sage bundles, and...
I'm a person. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. What would you recommend to this kind of person, or how do you blend all of your creative gifts and your creative talents? And has that ever been a point of tension for you?
Yeah, it totally has. So I started getting back into singing songwriting last year, and it sent me into like a full spiral of an identity crisis because I believed I had to choose like being a singer songwriter or continuing the work that I do as like a manifestation coach and EFT coach. It was a whole thing. Like, I really did not know what to do. And it was very hard for me to imagine holding the space for both. And then I had a thought come to me in the shower. And it was that, like, if you think about the world, there are seasons. So they're in the fall, everybody loves to go apple picking. In the winter, maybe you like to do a winter sport. In the summer, you like to do a summer sport. In the spring, you like to sit outside with the flowers. Okay. You have seasons within yourself, and the seasons can happen even within a given day where it's all still part of the year or the world or however you want to think about it in a holistic way. It's just different expressions of the energy that's always available. And there's time and space for all of it. Like, you wouldn't say, oh, because I snowboard in the winter, that means I can't water ski in the summer. Like, you can do both. And it's not even a matter of time or like devoting like a certain number of months to one thing that you love. It's kind of like trusting the seasons of, wow, maybe right now I'm feeling really called to work more like the sound healing that I'm doing. Or, ooh, today, you know, it feels really good to me. I think after the work that I'm going to get done for my business, I'm going to go to the studio and write a song. Like, I've learned to show up to it kind of like that and just trust what the season is asking me to do. And the season is going to change based off the day, the week, or even the time of day. So thinking about it as a more like holistic way, so in that metaphor of the seasons, will be really helpful to you. And also just trusting that like you can do it all. It's just there's no such thing as like a perfect 50-50 balance or any type of even split, but you will be guided towards what is best for you to do in that moment for a reason. And there's ways that things weave together in ways that you probably could not have seen. Like, for example, I wrote a song called I Can't Stop Myself that came out in December, and it's like major self-empowerment song. The dance remix of it is coming out next week. And I actually made a slingshot session based off I Can't Stop Myself. And it ended up being like probably one of the most transformational, powerful, popular slingshot sessions I've ever done, because it was just like hitting at something like the whole reason I wrote the song of feeling discouraged, feeling like I needed to stop going after my dreams. And it's such a relatable concept. So, I mean, we literally listened to the song at the end of the slingshot session and all like cried together. And it was this beautiful blending that I never had seen coming previously. But there has to be an element of self-trust, because you're called to the things you're called to for a reason. Like, you're not given all of these miscellaneous random things to your personality or things you want to do that have nothing to do with each other. Even if you think they have nothing to do with each other, they're still expressions of your energy and it's trying to be expressed in a certain way. So just trust it and let the season unfold. Like, just notice what you're called to day to day, hour to hour.
Wow, that just landed differently. Yeah, just like breaking it through the seasons, because your logical mind is like, yeah, I want to go swimming in the summer. What's wrong with going swimming in the summer and going snowboarding in the winter? Those two things can exist. It's like your logical brain can understand and rationale that. So like, of course, why can't we sing here and dance there?
Yeah.
We sing and dance together. Oh my God. I love that explanation. And I feel like that is going to be so healing and helpful for so many people who are putting themselves in this box of trying to pick, because, you know, not for nothing, I think social media and especially spiritual business or putting a business out there, hence why I'm so excited about my book for it to come out, because it's really a manual for how spiritual entrepreneurs can be in business now. And it's not about this like structural corporate, have the vision and the mission, and it's the one thing forever, and you just gotta, you know, keep talking about the one thing. And it's like, I do get that concept, but the thing is that humans are expanding, and they're expanding into themselves. They're not just the one thing anymore. They're multiple things. They're holding multiple timelines. They're holding multiple realities. And so we do have to find a way to get our hands in there and sculpt new realities. So thank you for being the representation of what such a creative being can do when they integrate all of their parts.
Oh.
And this reminds me of something that I teach our students, which is taking a look at your God-given talents. And maybe that's your singing. Maybe that's the thing that you are channeling, that you are brought to this earth to really express, and then look at your human talents. And these are usually the things that we become good at. Mm-hmm. And if you can merge those, to me, that's your soul business. And you merge all of it. I used to be a TV producer, and now I'm producing my own stuff online, you know? And it's like, oh, wow, I see how that like came full circle. And so this is what this new earth and this kind of new way of being a creative and an entrepreneur is really taking shape. And so, Haley, this was so beautiful. This was so expansive. Please tell our listeners how they can find you, if you have any offerings that you want to share.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram, Haley Hoffman Smith, TikTok as well, same handle. I have a podcast called Big Conversations, and Melissa will be coming on it soon. So check her out there. And then I have my, I really recommend if any of what I said around EFT tapping stood out to you, to check out my slingshot sessions, which are on my website, HaleyHoffmanSmith.com. And I have them for literally everything. Fear of being seen is a big one that a lot of people who want to start posting online or who are struggling to post online struggle with, like being out in front of people or like the fear of judgment. So that's a good one that you could start with if that one's resonating.
Humans, go check out her work. Thank you, Haley. This has been so expansive, so beautiful. Beings, we are starting our mastermind on Monday. It's just a few more days. If you're feeling the call to that, you can always check out the link in my bio at I am Melissa Ruiz. And namaste, Haley. Bye, humans. I will see you guys really soon. Bye.
Breathe.